This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed.
Hello, and welcome to Grace for All. This podcast is produced by the laity of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. And on behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us.
Pray for peace. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Most of us pray for peace at some point in our lives. The prayer for peace on earth is one that we echo from what the angels sang at the birth of Christ. We wish the tribes and nations, including our own, would be more peaceful. We wish that armies would stop fighting each other. In our political and social lives, most of us crave peace. We wish to see an end to the bickering, the backbiting, the fighting, and the constant divisions with which the news media bombard us every day. In our personal lives, we wish that family members, including ourselves, could just learn to get along. Family gatherings of any type should be a time of peace. All too often, they are a time of conflict. Jesus, in this verse, has promised His peace, and we want to cash in on that promise. We are likely to skip over the part where He says, "My peace is what He is giving us." We tend not to think very deeply about those words, "I do not give you as the world gives." So what is it that Jesus is offering us? It certainly is not the peace of our definition, the peace on earth that we so desperately seek at all levels. The peace of Jesus is something different, something else, something very special. It is the peace of the kingdom of heaven, which Christ came to declare in His ministry on earth. It is the peace of knowing that whatever wars and conflicts are occurring around us, we can have the peace of Jesus with us to calm the storms, not on the outside of our lives, but those storms that are in our hearts.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love and grace of Jesus Christ in Maryville, Tennessee, and now wherever podcasts are available. This podcast is written and produced by the members of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or any of our church's ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of God's Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.